Professor, first of all, the most important thing is, what's Memorial Day weekend going to look like in Philly this weekend?
Well, I'm afraid it's hot and muggy, but I've decided to clean out my basement, so I'll be down where it's nice and cool.
Wow, you know how to live on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for being on to talk about this today. What exactly is your view of what the administration is asking agencies to look at regulatory-wise?
Well, I guess what's interesting about this initiative, Francis, is that you know, the whole thing started in January, and it was sort of a response by the Obama administration to the so-called shellacking that he got in the midterm elections. I think it was part of a calculated political move to the center. But in January, he signed this executive order where he asked all the agencies to look back at their existing rules, look through their rules, and look for ones that may be, in the words of the executive order, outmoded, ineffective, insufficient, excessively burdensome, and then, you know, change them or repeal them as necessary. So what happened yesterday is Obama's regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, made a speech at the American Enterprise Institute. He also had a piece in the Wall Street Journal announcing sort of the preliminary results of this regulatory look back. And I guess one thing that struck me is that when we looked at the executive order this past January, it seemed to contemplate a process that would be fairly even-handed, that is, that was fairly agnostic about whether regulation in general is a good thing or a bad thing. So the executive order talks about regulations that might be excessively burdensome or outmoded or ineffective and therefore need to be streamlined or repealed, but it also talks about regulations that might be insufficient, that's the word they use, and that might need to be therefore expanded. But yesterday, the rhetoric surrounding Cass Sunstein's speech at AEI and his Wall Street Journal piece, the idea that some regulations might need to be strengthened or expanded in order to improve protections for the environment and public health seemed to have sort of dropped out of the conversation.
The blog post that you put up on CPR blog, we have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com, as a matter of fact. And I one of the parts that I wanted to ask you about is toward the end, you write, the entire look-back process, launched for apparently political reasons, has come at the expense of agency staff and resources that would otherwise have been devoted to finishing much-needed regulations on a variety of health, safety, and environmental issues. Talk about some of those that you think may have gone by the wayside here.
Well, I guess, you know, the irony is that at the same time that the Obama administration is crowing about saving industry millions of dollars by repealing regulations, they've been bowing to industry pressure to hold off on some new regulatory initiatives that could be saving thousands of lives every year. And the most recent example was just last week. There was a very important EPA rule that was supposed to go into effect on May 20th. It's called the Boiler MACT rule to the policy wonks, but it would reduce emissions of mercury and other toxins, cancer-causing air pollutants from various big industrial facilities. And this is one of these rules that's been in the works for 10 years. It's been in litigation. Industry challenged it. It's been up to the D.C. Circuit. But finally, the D.C. Circuit ordered EPA to get the rule out. They tried to ask the judge to delay the rule, and the judge said, no, you got to get this rule out. But industry kept sort of screaming that this was going to cost them too much money and be too burdensome and all of the things that industry usually says. And so just last week when the rule was supposed to go into effect, instead we had EPA announcing that they were doing this very unusual thing of staying the rule. So rather than going into effect, the rule is now stayed so that EPA can apparently reconsider the rule in light of the objections that industry has been raising. So that's an example. I mean, this is a rule that EPA tells us would save 6,600 lives every year. So this is not insignificant. I mean, that's twice as many people as were killed in the September 11th attacks that would be saved every year if this rule went into effect.
Where should this go from here? Where should this review go? Should we pull back and revisit this? Is this something that Mr. Sunstein should maybe start over or drop altogether? What do you think the next move should be here?
Well, we'd like to see Cass Sunstein's Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs focusing on helping the agencies to do their jobs. I mean, the problem is that the agencies have been decimated by 8 years of George W. Bush, and many of them are desperately underfunded. And so the last thing they need is sort of to be spending their time looking back over old regulations when they don't even have the resources to do the work that they need to be doing now.